Class 8, Subject Geography, Chapter 4, Urbanization. In this audio, we will discuss about the positive and the negative impact of urbanization. Let us first list the positive impacts of urbanization. Urbanization is a natural part of the transition from low productivity agriculture to high productivity industry and services. This means it is basically a way of transition from agricultural based society to industrial based society. Okay, next point. Cities are important drivers of development and poverty reduction in both urban and rural areas. With the growth of cities, slowly there has been reduction in the level of poverty both in the rural as well as in the urban areas. Third point, urban living is often associated with higher levels of literacy and education, better health, greater access to social services, and enhanced opportunities for cultural and political participation. Fourth point, no country has ever reached middle income status without a significant shift of the population to the cities or to the urban areas. So these were the four positive effects of urbanization. Now we will study the negative impacts of urbanization. With the rapid growth of urban cities, there has been a number of challenges faced by the people living in the urban areas. These challenges include the impact of growing cities on environment and the quality of life of the people. Because of the effects of traffic congestion, concentration of industry, and inadequate waste disposal systems, environmental contamination is generally higher in the cities than in the rural areas. Cities also put a huge pressure on the resources like land, water, and natural resources which are found in those regions. Even though urbanization may increase the level of income, it is also connected to urban poverty. Most of the Asian and African cities are facing the problem of slums. Slums have invariably extreme unhygienic conditions. People here suffer from waterborne diseases like dysentery, diarrhea, malaria, typhoid, and jaundice. Child mortality is higher in these areas and primary education enrollment is lower. The proportion of young people is very high in these slum areas, whereas employment opportunities are bleak. This combination of youth and poverty can make for high crime rates. As cities grow in number and size, the problem of pollution and disposal of waste is assuming alarming proportions. Most of the cities do not have proper arrangements for garbage disposal, and existing landfills are full to the brim. People who live in these slums are easy victims to several diseases like malaria and typhoid. The rest of the chapter will be explained in the next audio.